Before we get started, a quick word from our sponsor, Community Financial's present CEO, Tansley Stern's new podcast, Despite Impossible. Now on to the show.
Here with Nicholas Henriksen from Clutch, or Whip. Is it Whip Clutch or Clutch?
It's Clutch, Clutch. I can't be Nicky with Clutch, so I need to be Nicky with Clutch.
So I met you, gosh, a year and a half ago at GAC, right?
The first time February last year.
Yeah.
And then we saw each other at Kuna Lending, Kuna Tech Operations. Many times.
Oh, yeah, many times. So share with us what's the latest going on with Clutch these days.
Well, there's a lot going on.
You guys are a CMFG kind of portfolio company, right?
Right, yeah. And we have Circle as an investor tour, which there's a curated event happening on Wednesday.
I'll be there.
I'm excited for that.
Yep.
What's new, but there's a lot going on. It turns out banks aren't the safest place to put money anymore, or maybe they are, thankfully, the government stepped in. I think the big winner, believe it or not, are credit unions from what's going on. We have four bank accounts. Two of them are with credit unions.
Yeah.
Each of these credits have $10 million of our venture money. We're basically the biggest depositor. All the other members are consumers. And so their average deposit is $20,000, all way below insurance limits.
Yeah.
And so I could sleep really well the last couple of weeks thanks to our relationship with our credit unions.
Yeah.
And as we speak, many startups are reaching out to me for introductions to credit unions to collect their venture money.
How many client or credit unions are you guys working with?
We have 67 clients. Yeah, it's growing nicely.
Wow.
Yeah.
Good job.
Progress.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Yeah, well, well deserved, because I love the idea.
No, we're thankful to have these relationships. You won't believe this, but as we speak, there is 8 people from our team visiting 4 different credit unions and sitting in the branch, in the contact center, behind loan officers to really watch and shadow what they do on a day-to-day basis so we can build better product.
Yeah.
Because I've never operated a credit union. Neither does my team, so it's important for us to have first-hand insights.
Yeah. Well, let's step back a little bit and give folks a quick introduction on what Clutch is. Here, let's give a quick little 411 on who Clutch is.
So we build digital consumer-facing experience for credit unions.
Yeah.
And so we started out on the loan side, made it really easy to apply for any consumer loan, and then the platform would up and cross-sell loan products and up and cross-sell insurance products to drive non-interest revenue. And last summer, we started to build a digital account opening solution that sits on whatever middleware the credit union is using. So where Switzerland will sit on top of who you want us to sit on top. And so now we have this combined experience where you can apply for a deposit, or a CD, or a debit card, or a credit card, a consumer loan, an auto loan, and we own the whole front-end experience. And then you come for a CD, we'll cross-sell you an auto loan. You come for an auto loan, we'll cross-sell your credit card. You come for a personal loan, we tell you to open an account.
Okay.
And so now it's like the true digital experience across all the credit unions products.
So what brings you to FinTech Meetup? Obviously, every FinTech on planet Earth is here.
There's really 3 reasons to come. There's a lot of credit unions here, which I'm super excited about. Number one. Number two, there's a lot of our vendors, so we couldn't build all the software ourselves. We rely on other startups. Lots of people are here. I just met somebody here. And so we leverage them for some of the services we provide. And we just combine the offering and make it consumer friendly. And then thirdly, a lot of investors. So thankfully, not a need for capital, which is the best time to raise capital.
Exactly right. Take advantage.
And we're lucky that we have a lot of good conversations. And a lot of people are excited about what we're doing.
Right on. And so what do you want to take away from FinTech Meetup? Obviously, a lot of networking going on here, but what are some of your takeaways from FinTech?
So I like the setup where you're forced to have like a 5-minute conversation because you're not like small talk and don't know what to talk about. You need to get to the point.
I could.
So I think that's a good one. The other one is the ecosystem is growing, and I'm excited that credit unions become more and more a relevant part of it. I bet had this happened 3 years ago, very few credit union folks would have been here, and very few people would have tried to serve the credit union movement. So that's changing a lot, which I'm excited about. And just the more we talk about technology, the more we have conversations with credit unions, the easier it'll become for us to sell to credit unions, make them successful, and the quicker credit unions will be able to decide who which vendors to work with and which partners to lean on. So the fact that this happens is amazing for the industry.
Yeah, no doubt. Yeah, I'm glad that there's a lot of... I'm total agreement with you. I'm in agreement with him about the number of credit unions here. And actually, I think we need more.
Oh, yeah, here. It's just the beginning.
So, exactly, yeah. This is the first year they've had it in person. So, yeah, so I think it's a really good thing, for sure.
Yeah.
Kind of like Money 2020. You need more credit unions at things
I
like
agree.
That.
So this reminds me of a young version of Money 2020, where you don't have the big companies that can afford these crazy booths. No, you have the individuals, entrepreneurs, the hustlers early on, and then it attracts the credit union folks that really want to be progressive.
Well, and yeah, progressive is a key word here, because you got to see what's on the horizon, you know, in order for it to aim for it.
Yeah.
Right?
And so then what's cool is bringing these people together. So we have, thankfully, a number of clients right here. We have our own providers software that help us develop faster.
Yeah.
We have our investors in here. And so all us meeting, all of a sudden, all these parties, the stakeholders meet and are excited about all we do like as a team, so to say.
Yeah.
That's
cool, man.
That's
cool. Well, I'm very happy for your success.
Thank
already.
You,
it's well deserved. Because I've been a big fan, ever since I met you a year and a half ago, a year or so ago. I've been a big fan of what you guys do. And you're a pretty cool dude as well. So.
I'm trying. And sometimes it's hard to be as cool.
Ah, you're good. You're good.
It's an interesting year. Because this year's growth will be slower because cranes are a little fearful of a recession. They're lending a lot less. We have cranes that used to lend $1 billion last year. They want to lend $500 million this year. And so the shift, the focus towards the deposit account opening side of things, helps us to just be heads down and build more software this year to further complement the offering.
Yeah.
So I think 2023 will be a year of building, and then towards the end of the year, I think people will loosen up and buy software.
I hope more people will listen to that message, because it's so important to build when things aren't so good.
You need
to
be anti-cyclical.
And then when they get good, you're ready to roll.
We're I think 64 people on the team now.
Wow.
Six people started today.
Oh, what?
And so, we have, when people are like, you should be careful with money, we're like, no, let's go all in. We grew the team by 10% overnight, mostly software developers and product folks. Now that we have all the insight, it's hard for us to prioritize what to build, because there's so much opportunity to help.
Good move, man. Well, I'm happy for you guys.
Right, thanks for having me, as always.
You're welcome, Nikki.
As always.
Well done, sir. Good job. This guy's good stuff.
Before we get started, a quick word from our sponsor, Community Financial's present CEO, Tansley Stern's new podcast, Despite Impossible. Now on to the show.